Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe, Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. Welcome to this week's podcast on effective plan management. Today we are focusing on how a plan puts preventative care at the heart of your practice. Joining me today is Sheila Scott, who's going to be giving us her views and advice on this topic. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Zoe.
Hiya. Will you go ahead and give us your advice?
I certainly will.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Zoe. Okay, right. I've always been very keen on plans to help practices put health at the heart of their practices. And I think the main reason is that any membership plan helps patients keep on track with their appointments, keeps them to the right intervals for their dental health checks and for their hygiene visits. And dentists and hygienists tell me that it is the frequency and the intervals between these visits that really helps patients keep on track with their health and helps them to prevent diseases in the mouth. And we are now led to believe possibly it helps prevent diseases with the rest of the body as well. And now I think that health is going to become much more important going forward right from now. I mean, I've always been going on about how practices should have health at the heart of their practices since I started working with practices in about 1989. So we've been doing this for a long time. And the reason that I started asking practices to focus on health was because I found out very early that health was what patients wanted from their dental practices. Many of our listeners will know that I've been running questionnaires with patients over the last 26 years or so. And in those questionnaires, the patients constantly tell us that the most important thing they want from their practice is health, a clean bill of health. They're coming into the practice hoping for a clean bill of health when they come and visit their dentist. That's not to say that some don't want problems sorted or some cosmetic work, but the vast majority of patients visiting dental practices in Europe are asking for a clean bill of health. So that's what they want. So the best marketed businesses, the most successful businesses in the world, give their customers exactly what they want, and dental practices should be doing the same. There's a second reason why I think health has to be at the heart of the practice, and that is that it helps practices pay their bills. It helps keep them in profit. Regular patients coming back regularly, paying regular amounts of money, helps to keep the cash flow positive. And there's no doubt about it that those practices with patients on plan can make sure that they're covering most of their overheads, if not all of their overheads, every month without having to worry about going looking for treatments of any kind. And that is a nice position to be in as a business. Now, the third reason I'm feeling very, The third reason that we need to keep health at the heart of the practice, if we look at what's been happening in the NHS, and I know a lot of listeners will be private practices and we'll try and switch off at this point, but this is important. This affects all practices. If we look at what's been happening with the NHS pilots and prototypes, there's a definite move towards prevention as opposed to just treatment in forthcoming NHS. One of the things we know will happen, no matter how the next NHS contract is defined or paid for, is that it will be a more preventive contract. It will be helping patients to avoid dental diseases. It will be focused on screening for oral cancer, for wear, as well as for caries. So things are going to change. It's going to be a game change in the NHS in the next contract, whenever it gets introduced. Now, if I were a politician, when that next contract is introduced, I can bet my bottom dollar I'm going to stand up and I'm going to bleat on about how this is the first NHS contract since 1948 that puts prevention at the heart. And I think there's going to be a huge political spin on the next NHS contract. And that political spin will affect patients of all denominations all across the country. And those patients will increase their interest in health services. They'll probably get a bit more language to talk about health when they come into practices as well. This happened when Tony Blair stood up and talked about the 2006 contract, and it changed what patients told us they wanted from the dental practice. For example, if any of you remember, in 2006, the big change was access, or the big political spin was on access to an NHS dentist and the treatment of problems. And after that, my questionnaires indicated that all patients right across the country, even Scotland, where we didn't get the new contract, patients wanted more access to an emergency and more treatment options, or more treatment available for them. So I think the same will happen this time round. Whoever's in power is going to stand up and talk about this wonderful new NHS contract based on prevention, how we're going to be preventing disease for the first time ever since 1948. And if all the private practices in the country haven't already proved they've been doing that, they're going to look a bit silly. So I've been running around the country. As you know, I've been trying to get a better life-work balance and doing less work, but I've been running around all my clients trying to get them to up the game with prevention to make sure that patients are left in absolutely no doubt that this practice is focusing on keeping them healthy. And part of that is by keeping, it will be helped by keeping the patients on track at the right intervals for their appointments. And the best way of doing that is to get the patients on membership, on plan. It's like they're paying for their appointments, so they make sure they come in and get them. It keeps them on track. And I think the other things that the practices need to do is to make sure that health is obviously the reason why patients attend the practice. They've really got to change their language from the old, almost negative speak about looking for problems. Let's look for problems, let's fix them. That's usually what my clients have been getting excited about. Nothing better than a big dirty mouth to go and fix. Trouble is when patients see the dentist getting excited about finding a treatment need, they think, oh, this is going to cost me. The dentist is going to make some money out of this. It's a little bit of a negative relationship. Whereas if I can get my dentist looking for and screening for health, it makes the experience a little bit more positive. So we need to change the language of the regular appointments in practice. And those of you who've heard me know that I have a huge need for practices to screen for exactly how healthy the patient is in 10, 12, 15, 16, 21 different areas of the mouth. Nothing different to what dentists do normally. It's just that we make sure we describe to patients or we tell patients exactly what's going on in those appointments. So I need my dentist to review their exams or to review their dental health checks and make sure that they're telling patients that what they're looking for is health and what they're going to celebrate is health. I want them to stop telling patients they're fine at the end of the exam, there's no treatment needed. Of course, what that word fine means is that the dentist has nothing to do. Patients always have something to do in order to stay healthy. And if the aim of the practice is to keep patients healthy, practices need to tell patients what they have to do to stay healthy. Now, that might be a treatment, which, of course, has to be completed to get the patient back to health. Don't forget that bit. Or it may be continuing hygiene visits. Or for those really healthy patients, it may just be keep using the interdental brushes. But there's always something that the patient has to do at the end of the dental health check to stay healthy. Please don't forget to tell the patients what they have to do. The next thing we have to do is to make sure that patients know the really good reasons why they should book into programmes of hygiene visits. And that's a whole new story. It is definitely never, ever for a scale and polish or a cleaning. It is always for help with prevention and plaque control, number one modifiable risk factor for gum disease. And how important it is that patients learn the skills, and use the right tools, and get into the right habits for removing plaque from every surface of every tooth every day, and how the hygienist is the person to help them. I would much rather that a hygienist in a practice was a dental health behavioural counsellor than a mechanic. And I think it's time we started talking about the value of hygiene visits in those terms. But of course, a hygienist is for life, isn't she? Or he, not just for Christmas. So it's really important that patients commit to programmes of hygiene. There's no such thing as a hygiene visit. There's always a second hygiene visit and ongoing hygiene visits to assess how patients are doing in terms of their gum health and how they're responding to the advice that they're being given and how their skills are developing and how their plaque control, maybe their diet is coming along. And it's really important that those visits are continual or in a continual pattern. So how do we keep patients in these continual patterns of visits? How do we make sure they come in to see the dentist regularly enough to be screened? And mouthcancer.org tell us that should be once a year. And of course, the individual dentist and hygienist can tell us how often each individual patient should be coming in for hygiene visits to keep them on track. And I think for maintenance patients, at least, this tends to be governed by how patients respond more than the state of disease or the absence of disease in the mouth, or more positively, Sheila, the state of health of the mouth. So it's really important that patients keep up these regular intervals. Get the patients on a plan. Get the patients on membership. They've paid for it. They'll take up the advice. They'll come and get their money's worth. There's no questions at the desk about the costs. It just keeps patients flowing neatly, giving all the benefits to the patient and to the practice as we go forward. So there you are. I think a plan or a membership plan helps enormously. I think patients should be paying for their care every month. It keeps them on track. It keeps them on schedule. It keeps them on top of all the modifiable risk factors for gum disease, dental caries, possibly one of those risk factors for heart disease, the management of diabetes, possibly other areas. Check efp.org for the manifesto there, which gives a great explanation of where we are right now in Europe regarding the systemic links there. So a membership plan keeps dentists in control of their businesses, keeps patients attending regularly. And I can't see why we shouldn't be doing that all the time. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheila. That was actually really very interesting. I loved your points about the language that we use in practice. And there's lots of tips there for practice to really sort of have a think about for the future of their practices. Thank you, Sheila.
Hope it helps. Thank you, Zoe. Speak soon.
Bye.
Bye.